If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast with Kevin Harrington and Seth Green. Kevin Harrington is the inventor of the infomercial, one of the original sharks from the hit TV show Shark Tank, and has generated over $5 billion in TV and digital direct response sales. Seth Green is the world's first trusted authority on cutting-edge direct response marketing, a best-selling author, and the only three-time Marketer of the Year nominee. On the podcast, Kevin and Seth interview sharkpreneurs who share straight talk on what it takes to explode your business.
Why do so many businesses struggle while others seem to explode overnight? Do you wish you had the secret to this type of exponential growth? Now, I've scaled more than 20 businesses to over $100 million, and it's not just luck. In my new book with Mark Tim, Mentor to Millions, you'll learn the repeatable framework I use in all my business ventures for massive success. Order at kevinmentor.com and get over $1,000 in bonuses. Head to kevinmentor.com.
Welcome to the podcast. This is your host, Seth Green. Today, I've got the good fortune to be interviewing Steve Schwartz from artoftea.com. Steve, thanks so much for joining us.
This is great. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Our pleasure. So let's go back in time. How did you get into the tea business?
So, I'm going to go way back in time. I got a full paid scholarship to go from high school to college. And within 6 months of me going to college, my mom got diagnosed with brain cancer. And I dropped out of college. I moved back in with her and took care of her for about 10 months. And that whole process was, we went from one doctor to the next, and it ended up being one experimental treatment after the other. Nothing really worked for us. And she ended up passing, but it really sort of woke me up and made me realize, gosh, you know, cancer must've been around for thousands of years. We only just recently labeled it as cancer. So I wanted to learn more. I was curious, but I didn't want to stick needles in people, and I didn't want to be a doctor, a massage therapist. And all those are beautiful. It just didn't resonate with me. So I found the school called the Ayurvedic Institute. Ayurveda is a system of wellness and healing, and based out of India. It's over 5,000 years old. And there's a great documentary on the doctor I learned with called The Doctor from India. You can find it on Amazon. And I fell in love with the alchemy of blending tea. So I was chosen as the only student advanced enough to work with the masters at my school on how to blend and source. And so I was intrigued. I saved my money. I got a backpack and started traveling around the world to find the best teas and botanicals possible. I had no idea that I was going to start a tea company. I just knew that I was a huge tea nerd and into it. And when I finished studying, I started traveling around the world. I wanted to go see how the teas and herbs and botanicals were grown. So I worked four different jobs. I got a backpack and I started traveling around the world to find the best teas and botanicals possible. And sort of bringing stuff back and caught the attention of Wolfgang Puck and then a hotel and restaurant. And it trained the first tea sommelier in the US at Caesar's Palace. And it just sort of grew from there.
Wow. That is absolutely incredible. So you've got, I'm hoping that the longer version of your story is in a book somewhere.
Oh, dude. Ta-da.
There we go.
We just launched it 2.5 weeks ago. And I'm so honored to say we actually just reached number one best-selling status on Amazon in multiple categories. And tea and coffee and the restaurant and food and also sustainable business and number one new release in several other categories. You can find it's called Art of Tea, A Journey of Ritual, Discovery and Impact. And that entrepreneurial story, that hopefully that charge that will excite someone that's listening today, or maybe 100 years from now, someone will pick up this book and get inspired in some particular fashion, as well as the benefits of creating ritual and discovery around tea. And there's some just fun recipes and antidotes in there too.
That is fantastic. I love it. I didn't know that ahead of time. So that's a little serendipitous. So let's talk about how does one go from I'm working with Ayurvedic masters and I'm learning this to, obviously we want everyone to go get the book, but you got to tease us a little bit with some of the journey from, hey, I just want to learn this to I'm training a tea sommelier, which doesn't exist. And I'm doing stuff in Caesar's Palace and with Wolfgang Puck. Give us a little bit of that journey.
Yeah, sure. So after I finished my travel, though, still working with tea, seeing some patients, but I have a profound interest in ancient texts. So being a person of Jewish heritage, I started to dive into not just wanting to understand, other sacred texts, and that's what drew me to Ayurveda and the sacred Indian texts there, but also what's in my own lineage in terms of text. So I started to follow this rabbinical path and started to find synchronicities between health and healing and spirituality and wellness. I wanted to find that link. So I started working at a treatment center for kids as this, rabbinical path. And I got offered a job, a very fantastic job. I was recently married. And I also have this burning desire to start my own thing. And my wife, I got to tell you, having the right partner can make or break so many people. And my wife was like, you know what? We're still young and we're kind of dumb enough to just fuck up. And I hope it's okay that I cuss and try things out. And we can always go back. See, if you're talented in this other area, you can always go back and try that other path. And so I said, you know what? I just have to sell. If I just sell like $500 a week, then, like 200 of that, can go towards like helping to pay rent. I was just trying this out. And then we realized we had a kid on the way. And that anchored me. It was like, all right, I have to super lean in on what I'm doing here and leave some sort of an impact for this child to help them carve out their path in their way. So let me at least walk through this path and see where it can take me. That's how it started. Literally in my living room, I was up till 2 a.m, sometimes blending and packing my cell phone, which was not this. It was not a smart device at the time. It was a flip phone, which was super cool because it had a camera on it. It was customer service and sales and marketing and accounting and everything. So I can keep going. Let me know if you want me to stop there.
No, not at all. So I'm fascinated. So your original goal, if I heard that correctly, was like $500 to help pay living expenses. And talk a little bit about, how much the business has grown now.
Sure. Probably one of the scariest things, but most important things was hiring. There's only so much that I can do. So I literally drew a line down the center of a paper and figured out what am I really, really good at? Because there's only a few things that I'd say I'm super freaking great at and a lot of things that I suck at. So I needed to hire people that shockingly love the things that I absolutely hate doing. And so one of my first employees actually ended up starting a kombucha company. And another one of them ended up, going on his own way, building a house and being super successful his way. But I actually ended up hiring two people at the same time. They helped me with packing and delivering. And that got me focused on formulation and just thought generation in terms of being able to help educate people in our space on tea. So those are two things that I really love doing. Now, where are we now? We're sort of two channel sets. So we focus on hospitality. That's restaurants, hotels, cafes, all throughout North America, Japan, Singapore, and Maldives. And then also our direct-to-consumer space, which is also very meaningful. And that's artofteea.com.
So talk about I believe there's a Tea of the Month Club. There's all kinds of, I mean, you've got more flavors than I can throw a stick at. So talk a little bit about your constant effort at innovation.
Yeah, so it's definitely at the center of what we do. We have to, part of that innovation is not just coming up with pie in the sky ideas that we think are great. It's really listening carefully to what our customers are looking for. You know, COVID created just an incredible opportunity for us to listen better. And what we found was that specifically around the time where people were no longer working in office, because we were, you know, we work with Google as an example. They have headquarters across the country and they'll meet over tea. And they're like, we can't have meetings now over tea. We're in our garage. We're in, you know, this corner of our patio. We're in a, you know, the bedroom, and you could see the cat jumping in the pile of my bed and the mess behind me. I need tea and I'm almost out. How can you help? And so even their leadership teams were coming, like, what can we do to help cater? So the innovation piece in terms of reaching customers where they're at, went well beyond crafting wellness teas into what can we do to be able to help, you know, create more signature offerings for our customers. And so we developed our lines to be able to help cater to different specific needs of the customers.
Can you give me an example of a few?
Yeah, well, you know, during COVID, this is, it feels like a long time ago, but we created wellness kits for employees using Google as an example, where they gave us a message of what they want to put in the boxes. We customized different teas that we could put in the box and sent them out as a collaborative experience with Google. And, you know, tea is a beautiful connector for, I'm not sure when this is airing, but the White House reached out to us. I'm probably speaking a little too far in advance here, but the White House reached out to us, and regardless of political view, the benefit of doing this collaboration, the State Department literally reached out and said, hey, can you create a tea blend with 50 delegates across the Americas that help represent the United States? And knowing that we're a globally sourced company, we're literally pulling in materials from gardens and farms around the world. We're blending it and we're packing this unique offering of three different teas for the White House and these 50 delegates.
That is absolutely incredible. Congratulations in advance.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's
exciting. So how does
it
feel to go from, hey, I just want to make $500 a month and or $500 a week and help just defray rent and pay the bills, to the White House calling your number?
So it's a good reminder that you can do well while doing good. And if you just chase money for the sake of chasing money, it loses its edge fairly quickly, in my opinion, for me. But if you go after just doing good in the world without actually feeding yourself and feeding your team, that has limiting factors as well. But if you focus on really doing well in this world and giving as much as you can in this world, then the universe, God, Hashem, whatever you want to call it, will do whatever it can to help continue to provide for you, to be that conduit of joy, of solace, of success, of generosity, of creating a better world than how we've come into it.
That is beautifully said. You've achieved so much. You've done so much good, and obviously done good for your company and your shareholders and stakeholders as well. What's your biggest challenge now?
I'd say that our biggest challenge now is, as we've kind of oscillated from the pendulum being the status quo pre-COVID, right? Like, this is how things are, and we're not sure that we're ready to make a change. I'm talking about that conversation with the customer, and right to, or even if it's hiring or internal process, to the pendulum fully swinging back to, like, we're going in reverse, right? We have to retreat. Now the pendulum has no other option but to move fully forward and swing into the future. So we are moving forward at such a rate. At the same time, there's this cautious, progressive and pessimistic outlook on the world that's, you know, that's sort of fighting each other. So in other words, the world is moving very quickly. Let's call it inflation. Let's call it quick decision making. And at the same time, it's, we don't know when the world is going to, you know, slip under our rugs. So it's fine tuning the business enough to make sure that we're poised for this continuous opportunity to show up fully for our customers and our tribe. And at the same time, being conservative enough to make sure that we're doing our due diligence and we're being ethically responsible with the decisions that we need to make as an organization.
Your passion is obvious. What do you like best about what you're doing?
I love seeing my team grow. That gets me super fueled, man. Like when I see them learning and curious and wanting to learn and do more, that fuels me. You know, it's that gets me really excited.
And then we talked, so on the business to business side, I get it. On the consumer side, talk a little bit about the marketing on that side and how you're growing that and how people are finding you.
The business to business side, a lot of it's been word of mouth. So we work with, you know, Aria and we work with some, you know, beautiful Four Seasons. We work with, you know, luxury resorts, literally, you know, in the middle of the islands of Maldives to beautiful hotel called Shutters on the Beach here in Santa Monica. A lot of it is word of mouth. So if there's a general manager that loves our tea program, they're fascinated with our training and our sourcing. Seth, what we source is the top 1-2% of all the teas that are produced in the world. So most people think of tea, they think of, just like, you know, something you put like kind of like mud in a bag and you dip that in and you throw it away. What we're sourcing is the top harvests. It's the top 1-2% hand grown, hand harvested. We take that in, we blend it, we pack it. So imagine getting a bag of unsalted, unflavored chips. So on the top of the bag, you get these beautiful uniform shapes. And as you work your way down to the bottom, it's just powder or dust. So what happens is as they're producing our teas in the factories, the dust flies in the air, falls on the ground, they sweep that in giant piles. And that's typical, it's reserved for most supermarket tea bags. So what we're sourcing is just a different caliber. So part of that is the educational component. Like, and this is a big reason why the book is so valuable is because we want to really teach people. I grew up drinking really shitty tea. Like I need to add lemon and sugar and honey to it. Like what can I do now to understand the appreciation of the second most consumable beverage in the world right behind water and what that could do as an entrepreneur, just in terms of, you know, the GABA and the, you know, the polyphenols and the flavonoids and catechins in terms of keeping that mind focused and still, you know, an elevated calm and being able to sleep well at night. And tea has all these beautiful components behind it. So I'm kind of going down different tangents here, but you can tell that I'm very passionate about the leaf in general.
Absolutely. Well, absolutely incredible business you've built. Amazing story. Everybody go get the book. For folks who want to learn more about the tea itself, where do you want them? Artoftea.com?
Yeah, artoftea.com. In fact, if you want to hang out, we have 25 different videos all about learning about tea. You can go to our Learn section and it'd be you and me hanging out for 25 different videos. And we have a level one tea training course and we have an advanced tea training course as well.
That is awesome. Well, we greatly appreciate your time. We know it's incredibly valuable. It's been Seth Green with Steve Swartz from artoftea.com. Check it out. Make sure you go get your copy of the book as well on Amazon. Steve, thanks so much for joining us.
Honored to be here. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thanks, everybody, for watching or listening. We will talk to you or see you next time.
Do you need money to fund your idea, product, or service? Are you ready to take your business to the next level but need capital to get it done? Kevin Harrington has heard more than 50,000 pitches and knows how to help you make the perfect pitch to get the funding for your entrepreneurial dream. He's distilled the process down in his perfect pitch cheat sheet, and it's yours for free. Just text PITCH to him right now at 727-888-2100. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 right now and claim your free perfect pitch cheat sheet. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 to start funding your dream today.
This show has been produced by Market Domination, LLC. To discover how you can have your own show completely done for you and turn it into a real published book and become the authority in your marketplace, go to www.marketdominationllc.com/podcast offer.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.